This is Arlene Fish interviewing Irena Brunner at her home and studio in New York City on April 26, 2001 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. So Irena, tell me, when and where were you born?
I was born on the 1st of December 1917 in Vladivostok.
And what was that region of Russia called where Vladivostok is?
Amursky Krai.
I always thought of it as Siberia, but I know it isn't Siberia.
When I'm asked now where is it, I say always far eastern Siberia. I think it's more comprehensive, those of
you
thought.
Yes. You had a most unusual childhood growing up in Vladivostok in an extended family. Tell me about your family.
Well, my mother was a doctor very early in her life. She was 24, she was a full doctor. Started as a psychiatrist. My father was a lawyer by profession, but businessman, and we lived two families together, my mother's sister, who was a singer, and her husband was my father's brother, so two sisters married to two brothers, and our two families lived together in the beginning in Vladivostok in a big house. And so because we had already two women musicians, I don't remember going to sleep ever without hearing some music. My mother had an instrumental trio, and my father had a tenor, his brother had baritone, so there were always singing ensembles. So this Russian classical and classical music was really background of my life from the beginning.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
No, I was alone. My brother and sisters were Vera and Yul.
So they were really your cousins?
They were double cousins, you know, mm-hmm. Same blood.
Right.
till I was 10, we lived together in the same house, same apartment. And then they left for Manchuria, Harbin, to go to school, and for the first time I stayed alone.
Was it hard after having...
It was very hard, yes. It was hard. I replaced all my companions by dolls. And, for instance, I looked at myself in the mirror. Mirror in Russian is zerkala. So I called myself Irina Zerkalova. And neither my dolls nor me, we never talked, we always sang to each other.
Well, I know that music and theater and art were all important aspects of your family life, and that your family was very musical. In addition to the singing at home, what else did you do in the arts?
Oh, I always did drawings. I very early started to do portraits of people that looked like those people. And my father painted a little bit. And, to the theater and to the concerts, I think I was 3 or 4 that my mother started taking me, so.
So the cultural life of Vladivostok was a very rich one.
It was a rich one, yes. We had, you know, operas came from the center, and it was all important, and you know, it was very interesting, the theater. You said there was the theater that was called Golden Horn, because you know the bay was called Golden Horn, and it still exists. When I went in 92,
the theater was still
the
there.
Theater, unfortunately I couldn't see the big hall because I think the ceiling fell in, so they were